Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Boonville, the recollections of Max Shorty Rawls. This next poem has quite a story. Years ago, old Hute Lawson was supervisor. He did not believe in drinking, no way, matter, shape, or form. And so he decided when he was supervisor, he was going to close down all the joints in his district. So because of this local option, Boonville became dry, but booze was still available at Wendling and Yorkville, which was happy boozy land. A dollar can was whiskey, cost you a dollar to get it shipped in from Wendling to Navarro on the old mail stage. And a diddle can, that's the can they brought the booze in. Well, Wendling and Yorkville and so forth, they were out of his district, but he closed the joints. And this is the story of how it happened with some of the old names. How the joints were closed. Now listen to me, dear readers, to a story I have to tell of steps taken by the voters to save their sons from hell. It seems about a year ago the boys were going fast, and all the booze fighters were all stretched at last. The gang then made it Buckery's with the whiskey, wine, and beer, and over the grave of a soldier brave they shed many a tear. And they started the ball rolling, the whiskey had to go. But just how to start the thing, Buckery didn't hardly know. Buckery said, "By Jeffries, now I have a cinch. I'm getting up a petition, and the booze keepers I will pinch." Ed Clement was appointed deputy to make voters out of men who had only been to Boont once and never would come again. So the gossip started brisk and was talked around the town, while from gate to gate a petition was passed around. Tar acted very queerly. He also kept quite mute. He wouldn't put his name down till he consulted Hute. C.C. Hutzel and two preachers were the first to sign their name, then Jim and Tony and Willis just to show that they were game. Watson, he was in the bunch. He was never noted for fame. He had once owned the Anytime and played the very same game. Honesty was asked his assistants to put the whiskey by. He harped, "I am the honest engine, and myself like to get high." "This is good," said Big Sorry. "For my boys it would be best, so I have no hesitation to sign my name with the rest." Baldy gave up the struggle. He thought it an unequal fight, so he signed the petition gladly to put the booze out of his sight. Chuck, the traitor of Anderson, and Omar, his brother Tall, came to the front with signatures to cause the joints to fall. Everybody signed it with very little noise, but Shad and John McGimsey and the rest of the Wallace boys. So the Anytime looks deserted. The Buckeries fell in line. But Dizzy comes in from Dago Land and brings in a barrel of wine. And the stage comes in each evening with cans that stood the test. If they can't bring it all in today, tomorrow they'll bring the rest. "Why is it, dear Buckery, the boys all get so high? You told us it had to stop, but you have told a lie." Some of the signers wanted a game, but they didn't know where to play, for Rock had locked the hall down and taken the keys away. So they went to the old Buckhorn, that old-time joint so blue. Seep soon fired them out of that, for they'd cut off his revenue. Out of the Buckhorn they went and quietly stole away straight to Antrim's turkey shed, a game of poker to play. Back in the filthy turkey shed, Tar shuffled up the cards. Doll, Dube, and Monty waded in and proved to be good pards. But we still keep alive, pursue the even of our ways. And everyone says a boont, she has seen better days. And around the vacant houses, the grass grows green and tall. But sorry are some of the signers that they caused the joints to fall. You've been listening to the recollections of Max Shorty Rawls.
To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.